T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And I'm proud to be an American. Where at least
we're at the White House. Yeah, we talked about that last week. It's not Lee Greenwood. It's even better, though. Somebody much closer to the most consequential election of our lifetime. And his book makes the case very easily. Dan, drumroll if you please. Coming up in our speaker series this Thursday, 7 p.m., and you know how easy this works. You don't have to go anywhere. You could be anywhere watching Donald Trump Jr. on his brand new book, Liberal Privilege. Joe Biden and the Democrats defend the indefensible. All right, and who helps them do that? The media. That's right. The book is out. I guess it drops tomorrow, but you can get it. You can order it right now. We'll tell you how in just a second. We're thrilled. Don Trump Jr. virtually coming to town with us. He's with us here right now on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Don, welcome back, and thank you so much for agreeing to be with us this Thursday and coming on right now.
It's my pleasure, man. It's good to be back. I feel like I'm going to take your job, buddy. I'm on with you more than anyone, right?
Put that in the promo. We love it. Yeah, and you have to share those stories with Dan about the University of Pennsylvania, my producer. We'll have to work them in somehow or another. But I saw you with Mark Levin last night, and it was great stuff going through the book with you. But first, we'll talk more about this on Thursday, Don, but we have a mutual friend, the guy that helped write the book with you or edited the book during a quarantine, our buddy Sergio. And I wanted to ask you about that. How was it? You didn't have enough to do, so during the quarantine, you're writing this book.
Well, I mean, basically, I wasn't going to write a book. I had no intention of doing it. And once we went into lockdown, it was interesting. I actually had the time for the first time in recent memory to look into some of the details of Joe Biden. And I said, you know what, I got to educate myself because it's hard to believe that there'd be a guy that's been in D.C. for 50 years and you don't know anything about him. And the second I started doing a little bit of work, a little bit of homework, I realized exactly how bad it was, exactly how much the media is citing from the American people about failed policies, bad decisions. I mean, Robert Gates, Obama's own Secretary of Defense, said that Joe Biden's been on the wrong side of every decision in his entire career. That's a half a century, Dom. That's a long time to be wrong on every decision of your entire career. So I was shocked at how the media is trying to, you know, it's moderate blue-collar Joe who's done everything for the American worker. I go, you mean NAFTA? You mean TPP? You mean permanent trade status for China and the World Trade Organization? All of those things that destroyed jobs for the middle class, that destroyed jobs for working Americans, that destroyed American manufacturing. I mean, Joe Biden should be running for president of China, not of America. And I couldn't believe that's there. Well, then you combine bad decisions, bad policy with the family, whether it's Hunter, whether it's Joe's brother, all of these people who've literally made probably hundreds of millions of dollars off of Joe's taxpayer-funded office with jobs they didn't belong in. I said, that's another one. If the Trumps did that, that would be a big deal. And how about Joe Biden's health? You know, no one's talked about the fact he literally had two almost deadly brain aneurysms. He had explosions in his brain. Now, no one talks about that. No one will address it. But when he forgets where he is 50% of the time, when he forgets the office that he's running for, when he can't remember, you know, basic things that you would think that someone would be capable of doing after 50 years in politics, these shouldn't be difficult tasks. nothing to see here, folks. If Donald, you know, they had every television psychologist in America trying to criticize and attack Donald Trump for the last 4 years, but they won't even touch it with Joe Biden. So liberal privilege is exactly that. I get to hear a lot about privilege being, you know, the son of a wealthy guy from New York. I can't have an opinion in 2020. I can't voice it. If I do, I'm canceled. But someone had to write this because media and journalists today have just abdicated their responsibility to tell Americans the truth, to tell the full story. Instead, they've decided to become left-wing activists, doing nothing but being a cheerleader for the far left and the radicals. And hey, you know,
Don,
that's why
too,
I had to put this down.
Yeah, and you really put it on the line, because I know how difficult this is by working with some people on a book. This is self-published, which takes a lot. Even though you had a right. top bestseller New York Times book before, this gives you more freedom, though, not to have to deal with right. all those restrictions and to get it out there in a timely fashion for Americans. You do drill down a lot in the book that we're going to talk about on Thursday, particularly about Biden. It's not just you take a shot at him and his health issues, cognitive issues. This is in detail that this should be looked at, because people see yeah. it almost every day.
Well, I interviewed a White House doctor who, mm-hmm. you know, who was there for 8 years of the Obama Biden administration, who would say, hey, because he wasn't directly his doctor, but he witnessed everything around it. He's like, I could speak about this. And like, as an American citizen, and this is, you know, Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, you know, brought in there. He was Obama's doctor, too. So, you know, this isn't some sort of, you know, conspiracy nut like the wackos they put on TV to question Donald Trump's health. I mean, this is a Navy Rear Admiral that's saying, hey, as an American citizen, like, the fact that they're not looking at this is really scary. And he goes on the record talking about all of these issues. So, you know, again, that's an interview that anyone in the media could have gotten had they tried. Had they tried. I mean, apparently Obama even reached out and said, I can't believe you would do this. He's like, I'm worried about my country. Obama reached out to him to try to shut it down. And that's exactly what happens. If you're not on the DNC talking points, you get shut down. You get canceled. You're censored.
Let's
shows you sort of what we're up against.
Let's talk about where people go to get the book, though. It's an easy way to go. But again, this is the way to get it. How do they get it?
Well, you can get it at all the usual suspects. You know, some people, you know, want the one-click stuff, so you can get it on Amazon. I think it's number two right now on Amazon, which is amazing already. But for those who don't want to give business to Amazon, because, you know, some conservatives don't exactly love the Amazon Washington Post, and since they're one and the same, I actually made it available on my website. You can get the signed copy there as well, because that was a big request for Triggered. So that's just donjr.com, donjr.com. Five letters, very easy. And you can use, you know, all the easy methods of paying, you know, on that as well. So we keep it as simple as possible. So, you know, it's available at Barnes & Noble, the usual places. But, you know, between Amazon and DonJr.com, I think it's going to, you know, do great. It's been amazing.
Now, we talked last week with you. The line, one of the top 10 lines of the convention, was calling Joe Biden the Loch Ness Monster of the swamp. And last night Correct. With Mark Levin, Don, you brought up the fact, one of the things we should go back to, Joe Biden has no real-world experience as you do, for example. He got elected, I think, he served as Senate when he was 30. He was a chief of staff
in
politics.
In his 20s, he was already in elected office in D.C.
Yes. Okay.
I mean,
so, right.
Yeah, by the way, I heard it was the most viral line of the whole convention, so I'm pretty good at agitating, I guess. But it's true. I mean, the media and the Democrats are trying to sell to the American people, this guy is going to be your savior. This guy's your hope. I mean, I've heard of guys that take a little while to warm up, but a half a century, now you're going to deliver? Now you're going to do it? I mean, why didn't you address these things when you were, I don't know, a senator? How about why didn't you address these things when you were the vice president of the United States? You want to tackle racial injustice? Well, you could have done it. You had the first African-American president, but you didn't, because you would rather have a problem to campaign on than actually solve those mm-hmm. problems. And that's the difference between a politician and a businessman. My father's a businessman. He wants to get to the bottom of it. He wants to solve the problem and move on. These guys, their entire life has been campaigning on these same problems that they refuse to fix. And then they go back in 4 years or 6 years or 2 years, whatever office they're running for, and campaign on the same problem again.
It is the
while
biggest
doing
distinction.
Absolutely nothing.
I wanted to talk, too. It's hard to get out in sound bites. And again, the interview last night, and I'm going to ask you a lot because it's a lot in your book, about the war on the suburbs. People think we're making this up. It's been a long time coming. They were headed off during the Obama years a bit. But given Biden being beholden to AOC, Bernie, and the others, and given they think it's a different time in America, suburbanites, if they read this, have to think long and hard whether they like your father's persona or Twitter or not. They know where he stands on this. Joe Biden will change the suburban life big time.
Forever. I mean, and that's why, I mean, this book is, you know, it's obviously geared towards a MAGA crowd, but really, if you're an independent, if you're on the fence, liberal privilege is for you because, again, the media won't tell you these things. You have to know what this platform stands on. When you look at the Bernie Sanders Joint Unity platform, I mean, this is a socialist Marxist agenda. You, the American taxpayer, have the privilege of spending $4 trillion to give free healthcare to illegals, free college tuition for illegals, free lawyers for anyone who tries to get across the border. You get to pay for that. Now, you don't get those things for yourself or free. You have to pay for that separately, but you have the privilege of paying for others. Not your kids, but for others. But when you talk about the suburbs, that's such a big one. They want to give the major cities, which, as we've seen around the country, are a disaster. They've been run and led by Democrats, in some cases, for a century. They're all failed. They're falling apart. They're getting worse. They make bad deals, paying off their buddies forever. They're running deficits. But now they want those major cities to basically have a lot of control over the suburbs surrounding them. They want to get rid of single-family housing. They wanted, you know, these are concepts that should scare anyone. I mean, your property values would drop through the floor in the suburbs if these plans were ever initiated, because it's the Cory Booker plan. They want to bring Newark to the rest of the world. And I don't know that the rest of the world in suburban America wants Newark in their backyard, because the policies that destroyed Newark, the policies that destroyed Portland, the policies that are destroying New York City, that, I mean, you, this guy's been in New York, has undone what, you know, Giuliani put forth over years, fixing New York. I mean, this guy's in a few weeks destroyed all of that. I mean, there was literally an attempted rape on a subway platform yesterday on 63rd and Lexington in the heart of the city. And people are just there videoing it, you know, rather than stepping in and doing something about it, they're videoing it.
You well, Don, I don't know if you saw this,
guess
too.
What? It's coming to your suburbs.
It's gone viral. There's a viral video. It's only 35 seconds of how long the line is in Chelsea in New York City for people lining up to get U-Haul, to get a U-Haul that they're leaving New York.
Yeah.
But the line goes on for a block or a block and a half. How could it be that busy?
Because, you know, it is that bad. Unfortunately, it is that bad. And I say this as a lifelong New Yorker. I mean, it's disgusting what's happened. But again, you see this. Remember, you can't go to work. You can't go to school. You can't go to church. But if you want to loot and riot, that's 100% fine. I mean, that feels like it's the Democrat policy at this point. I mean, you actually get arrested for opening up your business these days to feed your family. But you won't get arrested if you loot someone's business. I mean,
Think about
how ridiculous that is.
It is remarkable. We will have quite a lot to talk about. And again, I hope people can get the book in advance. Right now is the time to do it. And you're right. They can go to Amazon. That's easy. But better to go to your website, donjr.com, donjr.com, right now and be ready for us on Thursday night.
Well, thank you very much, guys. I look forward to it. We're going to have a good time.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.